Our next studio guests are Katie Warner and Samar Sabari. I'm not quite sure I got that name right, but how is it actually said, Samar?
Samar Sabawi.
Sabawi.
Oh, it was pretty good.
But if you really want to be good, it's Sabawi.
Sabawi.
There you go.
Okay, well, we can practice that one next time. Now, Katie and Samar are here to talk about MTC's Cybic Electric, which is the play readings that's happening in the next... Well, next week, I think it is, actually. So, at the South Bank Theatre, the Lawler. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we like to start off a little bit by just talking about your background. So, maybe we might start with you, Sabah, if that's all right. Just, I suppose, what's got you to where you are now and your love for the arts or being involved in the arts?
For me, it's a very important and natural way for me to express my views in on the world around me. I was born in Palestine, and I've lived a life that has taken me through so many different countries. And growing up initially in the Arab world, one of the ways in which people were able to challenge the authorities was through the arts. Especially those dictatorships that were in power. And so I was fascinated with how artists were able to hold a mirror to society, to hold a mirror to politicians, and to be able to make us really think about the way things are and more importantly, the way things should be. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of thing that I grew up with. My father is a poet and a writer. And so I think writing was just a natural thing for me to do. And I write as a way to, I guess that's my way of being an activist and my way of trying to make this world a better place.
And is the arts community in Palestine a big community?
No, actually, look, I was born there, but yeah. My family was exiled in 1967,
right?
In the aftermath of the 67 war, so I was never really part of the at home community of artists. I've always been in the diaspora,
right? Yeah,
my dad was, and yes, there is a thriving scene for artists in Palestine, but it's one that is underfunded, under siege, with many freedoms taken away from them. My last play, I tried to have it staged in Gaza and in the West Bank, and it came against so many difficulties. We had a war in Gaza in 2014. At the time, we were trying to put the production on. And in the West Bank, the Aida refugee camp where the theater was under siege for quite some time. And so they live under very different realities over there. But, you know, in diaspora, I would like to say that artists and Palestinians and Arabs and diverse artists from all over the world are finding their niche and finding their place within these larger cultures. And it's something to be celebrated that we have this opportunity here in Australia to be able to work together and to be able to explore the different magic we bring from the different places we come from and to bring it to stage and to a live audience. So I think that's just been amazing.
And wonderful that you are. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Katie, tell us your background. Yeah, like, you've got to top that.
Yeah, I can't follow that up. Life in Perth was really hard.
We're from Perth.
Hey!
Yeah. Frio.
I'm from... I don't really want to say, not as nice as Frio, let's say.
The other side of the river.
Other side of the river.
Sure.
Yeah. I suppose I came to playwriting from acting, really. I thought I wanted to be an actor for a long time, and it's really only probably recently I realised not quite my path. And writing for me sort of came out of a place of probably feeling a little sad and isolated in a time of my life, and writing was a bit of my saviour, I suppose. So that's where I came to playwriting from, wrote a play and put it on.
So tell us about this, 3 days of, your play being read to the general public. Give us, what does it mean and what, because this is an annual event, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a real honour, and it really is. It feels like being recognised by a company like the MTC to have that opportunity feels as if they're saying you're ready for that next step. I don't know if you would feel the same, Samar. So it means a lot to be working with the dramaturgs, Jenny Medway, Chris Mead. It's amazing to have them in the room, the amazing actors in the room, the directors, and just working on an idea for me. I just presented them an idea, so I've really been working on a 20-minute excerpt of this idea, and I've never worked in that way before. So it just means a lot to have MTC behind you for a project.
And so is it fair to say that it's kind of like a workshop process of your idea or piece, and then it will be read? Live?
I presented some scenes, which we did some dramaturgy on, so workshopped with the director and the dramaturg, and then took it to the actors. So my process, I don't use workshops so much, but yeah, just getting feedback and rewrites and things like that. But Samar was quite different, her approach.
Samar, tell us your approach, and you've probably had a bit more experience in your playwriting as well, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah. So my play is Them. It's called Them.
And there's a finished play?
It's almost finished. I feel like we're in the polishing stages right now.
Yeah.
The inspiration for this play came to me when I was in Finland. I was on a speaking tour at the time in 2015, and it was when the refugee crisis broke out in Europe and people were crossing the borders.
Yeah.
Terrible times. And it happened to be the Finnish National Day. And so the neo-Nazis and nationalists took over the streets, and I was told to stay in my hotel room for the day because it wasn't safe for me to be out in the street. And so I stayed and I wrote the first draft of Them, which is a play that, you know, for me it was about the importance of not only looking at the refugees from their journey, from the time they leave home, and you know, and a lot has been done about that, and we need to do more. And when they arrive at these countries, but many of us fail to try to imagine what leads them to make this impossible choice, or to take this risk of leaving home. And so I started writing what I imagined in my head was a family in a war zone having 3 days to make a choice whether to stay or leave. And that's what Them is about. And it's named Them because it's not about us in an us and them world.
Yeah. So how did you get involved in this? You know, like, it's an event that the MCT does all the time. And, you know, like, it must be so critical for a playwright to have an avenue like this.
Absolutely. Look, I met Chris Mead a while ago when he came to see my play, Tales of a City by the Sea, which was showing at La Mama. And he came to the first play reading of Them. And he's been very supportive from that time on. And when he asked me to submit my script for Sybic, I did. And when he called and said, you know, we love it and we would love to be able to offer a reading for the script, I was very cool. I said thank you and I hung up, and then I started dancing and shouting.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to know that. It is a fantastic opportunity. We were talking outside about, you know, how
and
amazing it is.
Did you guys know each other before?
No. So
it'd be nice, you know, having a situation where you're getting to know other playwrights as well, which you often might not know that. We'll be back in a moment. We've got some important messages that we need to share.
You are listening to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9, and we are in the middle of talking to Katie and Samar, who are part of MTC's Cyber Electric Play Readings this week. And we were just asking Samar about her process. And so we kind of got up to you got the phone call saying you could be a part of the play reading, and that you played it cool, and now where are you at with it?
So for us, the process is we're showing up every time we're supposed to. I think we've had
what's
three
that time
sessions
frame?
So
yeah,
far.
What's the time
it's
frame?
4 hours every other 4 hours 3 days last week, and then 4 hours this week.
Uh-huh.
2 days this week. And basically I sit down and I get to hear the play being read by professional actors, with director, Luke Carriage, who's been absolutely amazing. And I get to say, wait, can we try this line instead of that?
And it's really like at the beginning, I didn't want to use this tool. Yeah. But then you feel like you're playing. You're just playing make believe with these people, and you keep rewriting lines if they don't sound good. And it's been fantastic because I'm working directly with Chris Mead, who is amazing at what he does. I feel that he is just what we've needed at this point in order to do the final polishes of a play that's almost ready to go.
Yeah. And so it's such an incredible, it's an incredible idea and thing that the MTC puts on. How many other playwrights are involved in this process?
Eight.
Eight. Which is, so they're really nurturing young and up and coming emerging playwrights. Yeah. And so will all of you kind of come together and do a reading as one, or does it happen separately throughout the week? Right.
So
We have different. So Thursday is scenes where we start with scenes. So there's 3 20-minute scenes are presented, and then there's a break, and then it's your play, isn't it? First up. Then we have a full length play, and then they sort of follow that process for the weekend.
And then in terms of what happens beyond that, is this a chance for them to invite and for you to invite industry professionals along?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. We hope so.
We hope they like it.
So therefore, it's a platform for you to sell your play to.
We're artists. We don't like the word sell.
But unfortunately, it's a business as well. Yeah. The arts is a business, isn't it?
Yeah, at
the
end of it, sure. It's a way for us to show what we've got and see where it can go from there on.
Yeah.
For sure.
And an incredible thing that I guess, you know, if there's eight playwrights involved, all of these pieces are at different stages of their development. And so you're almost finished, Samar, you were saying, but Katie, you were saying, you know, you've submitted 20 minutes of what will be eventually a larger work. So you take it and you take it away and keep working on it. I guess it's a wonderful thing that MTC has these initiatives, because sometimes we don't know about anything else other than those main stage productions that they do.
Yeah, I felt like I had felt like MTC was a little bit of a closed shop for a long time as an emerging writer in Melbourne. So it's been really nice to see the other side of it. I think sometimes you can feel a little isolated from the main stage.
Yeah.
In the independent
How did
world.
You find out about it?
I had a relationship with Jenny Medway from, I was shortlisted for a commission with ATYP. So I got to know her when she worked in Sydney for the Australian Theatre for Young People. And I just sort of kept the relationship going. And then when she went to MTC, I'd submitted a few things that got close, but no cigar, as they say, and they'd kept me in mind. So,
all right. So the lovely thing is that you'd semi been invited.
I didn't submit. They were aware of my work and a couple of things.
In both cases, you virtually both said that.
And I need to also mention that I'm part of the Cultural Ambassador Program for MTC.
What's that?
Well, they... what's that? It's a program to encourage culturally diverse people who are in the arts industry, writers, and people who are involved in theater to give them more access to see the plays. So we get to see plays at the MTC throughout the year to give them more involved in some of the kind of feedback process, although that hasn't really materialized for us this year. It's been a crazy year for all the ambassadors that have been involved. But it was, for me, it was a step in to get to know how it works on the inside. You know, I remember doing a tour of the MTC building and seeing how they were building furniture for the sets. And I'm like, so you don't call your cousin and ask them for a sofa, because... You know, that's the way that I've been doing it.
Melbourne Theatre Company is a little bit
it's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah. and you're like, as you said, you know, you think that they're on a higher plane, but they're not. You know, like, that's the wonderful thing about the Melbourne Theatre Company and all the major theatre companies in the world, because, you know, they're government backed and with their huge supporter base, and they've got to have their sponsors on board as well, because otherwise they can't afford to do it. But they are giving back, aren't they? And this is a perfect example of it.
Well, I'm also in the MTC Women in Theatre program this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is also another way that MTC are giving back and getting in more women across all roles. So I'm there as a playwright, but there's also people there as directors, artistic directors, someone who is looking to become a general manager, so across a really broad spectrum of what you can do in the theatre, all women at various stages of our careers.
Well, and it's such a, I'm so impressed by that, but that they offer these initiatives, because I imagine, especially as a playwright, it can be quite a lonely place because you sit on your own on your computer and, you know, you're not a part of a group of actors or, you know, you're working on your own. And you need platforms to be able to hear the works, to get people's other ideas of the works, you know.
And you know, funding is a real big problem for many playwrights, artists across the spectrum. And here I have to give a shout out to La Mama for offering a platform to new writers
La Mama is such an institution.
That was my first try with my first play was at La Mama, and we had two seasons there. But you know, when it comes to the larger theaters in Melbourne, it's really hard to gain access. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to be able to, you know, to see how it even works on the inside sometimes. And so these programs, I feel, have really been helpful in, you know, giving us a step into the building and saying, come and have a look how it works. Mm-hmm. These are the opportunities that are available. And, you know, they've really been fantastic about it.
Wonderful.
And what it also does for you is that on your resume, when you're out there trying to, you know, like get somebody else to put your play up, is that your involvement with the Melbourne Theatre Company, it's just wonderful, isn't it? You know, like, it would open doors for you.
Yeah. And the people you meet there as well. It's incredible.
So can people come and see these play readings this week?
Yes, it's open to the public.
Sure.
And so we do encourage people to come and please come and see our plays.
Yeah. How do we find out about tickets? The website?
Website, I think.
I think you could just check on the MTC website.
Yep.
And then you can just book the tickets. And you also have, is it two sessions every day? Is there a 4:30 and 7:30?
Yeah.
And all the details on the website, basically, so you can just check that out.
And it's this, this coming week from March 1st to March 3rd. So thank you so much for coming in, and all the very best with the readings now, but also with getting the play up somewhere down the track. Hope to in the next couple of years to have actors come in talking about the fact that they're putting on your play.
Can't wait. It will happen.
Yes. It will happen.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.